This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former officials responsible for securing the U.S. Capitol testified Tuesday before Congress for the first time since the January 6th attack on the complex. The three officials blamed deficient intelligence for the failure to prevent what they characterized as a planned and coordinated insurrection by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun, former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, and former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger testified in the first of a planned series of hearings on security and intelligence failures that may have led to the attack. The three Capitol security officials resigned immediately after the Capitol riot. They have each faced questions over the massive security breach. The violence left five people dead, including a Capitol Police officer, and at least 140 police officers were injured. The former officers testified that while they had prepared for a large protest at the Capitol and the possibility of violence, they had no intelligence indicating that the pro-Trump crowd would attempt a violent takeover of the seat of Congress. Officials from the FBI and Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security are set to testify next week. U.S. President Joe Biden has weighed in on the long-running dispute between Serbia and Kosovo, with letters urging them two countries to normalize relations based on mutual recognition. The letters represent a shift from the policy of former President Donald Trump, whose administration had tried to set aside the nettlesome issue of recognition while urging economic cooperation as a way of building confidence. This is VOA News. Professional golfer Tiger Woods was involved in a serious car crash early Tuesday. That's according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The car reportedly rolled over near Rancho Palos Verdes, California, and Woods that and had to be extracted from the wreckage. Video footage does show that the crash scene showed a vehicle on its side in a ditch at the bottom of a hill and with a badly damaged front end. Woods was taken to Harbor UCLA Medical Center, where he was being treated for moderate to critical injuries, including compound fractures on at least one leg. The Los Angeles Times reported that he also had a shattered ankle. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office said the golfer's injuries were non-life-threatening. Sheriff Alex Villanueva took to reporters and said that Woods is lucky to be alive. He said it looks like Woods was traveling at a high rate of speed and did not brake before running off the road. Woods is believed to have rolled several times before coming to a complete stop. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam is supporting a call made by a key Chinese official for electoral reforms that would ensure the city's legislature is filled with pro-Beijing loyalists. The director of the Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council said that the city could only be ruled by patriots, which he said excludes people he described as troublemakers. Lam told reporters that she understands why officials in the central government are concerned, as they do not want the situation to deteriorate further in such a way that the one country, two systems rule cannot be implemented. Uyghur rights groups are urging multinational corporations that have agreed to sponsor the Beijing Winter Olympics to boycott the games and use their platform instead to educate the world about China's persecution of Uyghur Muslims. Uyghur activists are calling on the 2022 event genocide games, referencing China's harsh treatment of their ethnic minority. So far, none of the big name sponsors has endorsed the Uyghur campaigners' call for justice. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.